Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Bob Schuster down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we've got a very interesting interview with our Hayward Bass Club president, Wayne Del Savage. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Finally, fish in the Lund of your dreams from Hayward Power Sports. Built by fishermen for fishermen. Catch your limit in the 2019 Lund 1675 Adventure Sport for just $290 a month. This new Lund model comes fully loaded with a 90-horse Mercury 4-stroke, fish locator, trolling motor, travel cover, and more. Enjoy boating's best warranty with 3 years on bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage. Plus, it's transferable, adding to excellent resale value. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on an $18,000 Lumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports of Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward, open daily from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and helping out co-hosts is none other than Mr. Bob Schuster. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, John.
Well, you know, hopefully we're getting past this hot spell, this weather-wise, because temperature's cooled a little bit as we're recording this, but boy, it got really hot there.
Yeah, we're in the dog days of summer, I believe.
And, you know, talking about the fishing, I mean, you get down here at the shop, and I'm sure you're probably hearing the same thing. I'm hearing a lot of guides, a lot of people saying fishing's tough out there.
It is, but there are certain species that have not been doing bad at all. I know the bass has been pretty good. The panfish continues to be good. I know when we're out in leek fishing bass, you're getting many, many taps from the bluegills. Yeah. Sometimes grabbing hold of that plastic worm I'm fishing with takes off like they're going to make it a meal.
Well, I know the panfish, the bluegills have been pretty active, and but yet the bigger ones are a little harder to find. And the crappies now, that seems to be hit or miss depending on the lake you're on, but they're definitely deeper.
Yeah, they are, and they're suspended. And I'm talking to some people that there again, given the lake, there are there's some pretty good pods of fish out there, and they're picking some up.
Well, you know, and let's not forget to say that it's different on different lakes, and right. You got to put your work in sometimes, because if you're not catching something, change what you're doing.
And use your electronics, number one, to find those schools of fish. And then from there, like you said, if plastics is not working, then go to a hair or feather jig or try minnows, but keep mixing it up until you find that right combination.
The one thing that I know that most of the guys are saying is definitely slower than last year's muskies. I mean, they're getting some, but boy, for some reason, they seem to be looking at stuff but not biting.
Yeah, and some of the late reports have been the muskie have moved out because at warm water temperature, they moved out into deeper water.
Well, I think that warmer temperature is going to affect everything. I mean, there was times I saw 82 degrees out there, and then actually you don't have a lot of oxygen in the water that warm.
No, so the fish will move out to that cooler temp where they got some oxygen. You know, you go on a number of lakes for walleye fishing and trolling, and you'll see the thermocline, and you'll see those fish are below that thermocline.
You know, and the other thing, too, is the rivers. I mean, the rivers this time of year are pretty consistent fishing.
Yeah, they are. And we've got a number of good reports from Namekagon with smallmouth fishing and a few walleye and a few largemouth.
You know, smallmouth tend to really concentrate. When that water slows down, they're all in the holes.
Yeah, and it makes the absolutely. And that can be a lot of fun because even though it's a hole, you still got some current, and that adds to the fun of catching those fish.
You know, and the way things have went this summer, all the fish seem to be well fed. They seem to be healthy. There's a lot of food in the water. There have been some really huge bug hatches.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't mention it, but here, just a few days ago, I was in one water, and I was having dragonflies hatching. Now, that's always an early June thing.
Yeah, but this year has been behind some, so it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, you know, and those fish being all felt real well fed and everything, I think we're going to see the fall fishing is going to be fantastic.
Oh, absolutely, and to blend with that, fall of the year hunting season kicks in, so now it becomes difficult. Should I go bow hunting today, or should I grab the rod and go fishing?
You know, and you talk about the hunting seasons, they're coming up fast, Bob.
Yeah, they are. It won't be too long, and bow season will be open, and small game and bear.
And you guys here at the shop, I mean, no matter what they're after, whether it's the fishing in the late in summer or the fall or the hunting seasons, you're gearing up for everything.
Yeah, we are, and it won't be long. We'll have most of our fall merchandise up. We've got a great staff that's knowledgeable about the products we got in here.
How much is new out there in the archery line? I see some stuff out there. You've got some newer crossbows coming in.
We do, and you know, there's some new sights. There's new quivers. As you all know, the industry is in fast forward in today's world compared to, you know, past years. But it's ever changing, and I'm not saying that's not a good thing. It is. Out of that comes, you know, better and better product. But yeah, it won't be long. We'll be in the full swing of those seasons upcoming.
You bet. Well, you know, talking about the upcoming stuff, on the next part of the show, I've got our president of our Hayward Bass Club, Wayne Balasavage.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he's always an interesting guy, and he keeps pretty busy out there.
Yes, he does. He does a great job for our bass club, and obviously we have a kids' day coming up that's pretty special for the area youth and the visitors, youth visitors to our area.
You bet. So let's take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors. We come back with the first part of that interview.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports features Tracker, America's number one selling aluminum fishing boats. Get ready to catch fish in a 2019 Tracker Super Guide V16 side console with a 40-horse Mercury 4-stroke, Lowrance Hook 2 color fish finder, and a Minn Kota power drive trolling motor, all for just $16,195 or as little as $215 a month. Plus, you get the Tracker Promise, the best factory warranty in the business, and Tracker's no-hassle, no-haggle value pricing coast-to-coast. See Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host today is Bob Schuster. And Bob, you know, we mentioned about Wayne, and he spent, I don't know how many years in the Air Force.
Yes, he did. And since being retired, we had, you know, prior heads or presidents of our local bass club, and he kind of grabbed a hold of that a number of years ago and has done a really good job for us, as well as NWBC, which is a small tournament trail up north here, and he's involved in Muskies Inc. and the fall tournament, so he keeps himself pretty busy.
Well, you know, and bass fishing stuff has grown, because I remember coming in here when it was just a little bitty shop, and then we had Pastica's and other shops in town on Main Street, and very little bass fishing tackle. Now we're looking at, you know, 50, 75 feet of plastics alone.
And then some.
Lots of stuff. Let's hear what Wayne had to say about the upcoming youth kids tournament from Bass Club and a lot more. Well, Wayne, I know that you're pretty much involved with the bass fishing a lot. We're going to talk about that too. But the big event that comes up every year is the youth tournament, and that is a really interesting thing.
Oh, yeah. We have our free youth bass tournament that we run every year out of the Hayward Bass Club. And we get the whole community involved in it, supporting it. We get a wonderful sponsors. We get a bunch of volunteers, whether they be pro, semi-pro bass anglers, people in the bass club, people in the muskie club. We have a whole bunch of, you know, DNR folks. We have many people that come out and guide for us. And we actually, what we do is we set up a competition, a regular tournament, just like you would see on TV, with a weigh-in for the youth. And we set it up. They go out on the Chippewa Flowage for 4 hours, and they fish. But we make the event kind of an all-day event. The youth come in. They're talking to each other. They're comparing notes. They're spending a lot of time with each other. And then we have the 4 hours of fishing. They bring their bass in for the weigh-in in the live bags. Then they they get cheered by the crowd, and then they release them. We have honors for the people that catch the most bass, the biggest bass. But bigger than that, we have gifts and prizes for every youth that shows up.
I know it's a big event, because I've been down to it, and it's amazing we get as much participation from all of the businesses and sponsors and people that help out. That's the way this community is, though.
It is the way the community is, and we get, we can't do it without them. But we also have gotten a lot of youth interested in fishing and getting to the outdoors. That's our big goal.
Well, yeah, you know, and that's something nowadays that's kind of hard to do, because there's so much, you know. When we grew up, there was to go out and hunt and fish, or go out and ride your bike or do something. Now you got so many other things to capture their minds and their abilities, and getting in the outdoors is one of the things that we want them to do.
Son, yeah, we have folks that have youth that have been coming to this for years. We've had them age out, where they were 14 when we first started, and now they're out there and they're guiding for other youth, and they're involved in fishing organizations, and they're going to school for outdoor degrees. We've got so many folks that continue the outdoor legacy, and we like to think that a small part that we planted the seed with a lot of these young people to get into that.
I know you've got kind of this stuff or paper here on it. I know it'll be down at the Landing, right?
Yeah, the LCO Resort and the Landing Restaurant, Denny Ray's down there, lets us use the whole property. We bring all the boats in there from all over. People, our guides launch from all over, but all the youth meet there. And we set up for the day there. And we invited the families to come to the weigh-in and the festivities and the prize presentations. We feed everybody that's there. And like I say, the youth spend a lot of time together comparing notes. But it is going to be, this year it's the 25th, Sunday the 25th. We had to go a week later than our normal week because of some circumstances, other bass events that are going on in the Chippewa Flowage. But anyway, it's the 25th, Sunday the 25th. The youth fish from noon until 4, and then we have all the festivities with the weigh-in and the feeding and the trophy presentation and the prizes and all that. It's for youth 10 through 17 years old. And in order for them to get signed up, all they need to do is get on the roster over there at Hayward Bait.
You bet. Well, you know, and that's, we encourage people to show up out there and at least see what's going on, because it's pretty much just like any other tournament, except you don't go quite as many hours, right?
No, instead of a 8-hour or a 6.5-hour tournament, they go 4 hours, and they get to bring in 3 of their largest bass.
Well, you know, one thing I've noticed up here is that, you know, when I came up here, and I've been up here for about 40 years guiding, there wasn't hardly anything as far as bass fishing. And now there's a lot more people out bass fishing.
Thing is about bass fishing is not only a good tournament thing and a thing for people to get out together, it's also, I run the Hayward Bass League, and we fish Wednesday nights on 8 different lakes throughout the summer. And we've got so many teams that we have to hit each lake twice with the different groups so we don't overcrowd the lakes. The neat thing about bass fishing, it's fun. Not only they're fairly easy to catch as opposed to, you know, going out walleye fishing or musky fishing. Not that I'm dissing. I do all those things, and I love doing all those things. But with bass fishing, you can do that socially so much easier. And there's nothing, I mean, you can take a youth out and they can get a 3-pound bass, and that's a trophy fish to them. And they can show it off and they can feel good about it, and they can land it fairly easy. And it's just so much fun. I love pan fishing, and I like taking kids out pan fishing. I like taking my dad out pan fishing. We have a lot of fun with that. But the bass fishing just adds a little something extra.
Well, you know, not to mention the fact that, you know, probably the best fisheries we have numbers-wise, that you have lots of fish across the board, is bass and northern pike. And I don't know, that's because maybe nobody's keeping them, or if it's just why?
Well, bass have especially largemouth bass, have traditionally kind of been a catch-and-release thing. We don't like harvesting them because, unlike walleyes that grow in large schools, okay, you could deplete a bass fishery fairly easily, as we saw some mistaken people try to do, on Nelson and the chip. The science wasn't behind it, but they were trying to blame bass on the depredation of other species, which is, you know, the University of Wisconsin actually proved is not true. But anyway, that got my craw a little bit. But, you know, the thing is, it's a fun event, and it's a wholesome event, and we can get people out together, and families can do it. You can have 4 people on a boat. You can have 1 person in a boat, and you go out bass fishing and just have a great day.
You know, you mentioned the bass preying on other fish. Well, fish eat fish, number one, out there. It doesn't matter what they are. And I think one of the biggest problems is that everybody wants to eat every walleye or panfish they catch compared to, you know, the other fish.
Well, especially the big panfish, you know. I go out, I keep the smaller, you know, I'll keep smaller panfish. I don't call them all down to, you know, the 8 and 9 inchers, you know, that everybody, oh, that, you know. That are doing. I can make a meal out of 6 and 7 inch fish very easily.
I think we need to take a lesson from what goes on when it comes to bass and muskies and catch and release and very selective harvest, because that actually makes our fisheries better.
Well, bass was the first national. It was the first that community started the whole idea of catch and release. That was even before muskies started catch and release and trout started catch and release. The whole idea that bass, we went out there as sport. The whole idea, live wells came from bass fishing. You know, Mr. Wood, he put together the first boats that had live wells in them, and oxygen, you know, where we put bubbles in the water, we circulate the water, we keep water circulating through to keep those fish alive, and it was the whole bass community that started all that.
Well, you know, we're going to take a break right now and hear from more of our fine sponsors. We come back with the second part of that interview.
check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Carlson Motorsports is the Hayward area's newest auto dealership. They're now open. Stop in and check out the all-aluminum cargo trailers from Trophy and the unique Lake Lounger combination pontoon dock system. Carlson Motorsports is located just north of the intersection of Highway 63 and 77 in Hayward. Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. With myself, John Myrie, and helping co-host today is Bob Schuster. And I'm going to jump right into that second part of the interview, Bob, with our club president, Wayne. We were talking about the youth tournament that's coming up here. But there's another thing going on with youth, and I know even Al Lindner commented that it was one of the best things he's seen come about for a long time, and that's these high school bass leagues and stuff.
Yeah, I'm part of the Hayward High School bass team. We have a high school bass team here where we have a lot of John Perkett's the coach, but we have several of us boat captains that go out. Matter of fact, they're going out, and they go out every other week on Sunday night for about 4 hours, 5 hours, okay. And they fish MLF style, where we've got Scope donated a whole bunch of the MLFs, the Major League Fishing scales. And since we have a boat captain, we have a built-in boat official. They'll weigh the fish and release it right there within about 35 seconds generally.
I know there's even some up in college level, and there's scholarships.
Scholarship from high school, then it goes to the college teams and all that. And that's getting a lot of folks involved. You know, there's places like Menominee where their ice team and their bass fishing team have got, 120 youth involved from several of the schools down there. We have our high school, our Hayward area high school bass team. We've got folks from Hayward High School and from Drummond and from Birchwood and Spooner and Minong
bunch of places.
Yeah, and they're on our team. they just went down the state. A couple of them just went down the state championship last week, and they did fairly well. They finished fifth out of the whole big field down in the Mississippi. That was special.
That's pretty good, considering they never fished that water.
Oh yeah, they had never been on that water, and there were teams there that were practicing all week. There were 24 teams that were practicing all week, and they went down there and they got one day of practice, and they went out and they smoked them.
Well, Wayne, getting you talking about bass fishing, if somebody's been out there pan fishing, they were in fishing for other fish, you want to get into bass fishing, what kind of tips can you give them?
Oh, just keep it simple. Just keep it simple. A standard spinner bait has been the bait to catch bass forever. Okay, and it also works really good on northern and musky, okay. But a spinner bait, whether it be tandem or single blade, it doesn't matter the blade shape. put a little worm trailer on it, okay, and maybe a stinger hook if you're getting short bites, a Senko, a Texas rig Senko worm or a wacky rig Senko style worm, whether it be a Yum Dinger or a fish sticks or all the different, there's a lot of names for those things. Hook that with a 3-aught or 4-aught or 5-aught hook, and you know, it catches bass almost everywhere. And a simple jig, yeah. You know, a simple jig with a trailer on it. Kind of three of the go-to baits, but there's all kinds of special baits, but those are kind of the simple baits that anybody can get started with and catch bass with.
And you don't have to concentrate on fancy stuff in deep water, because you can usually find a lot of fish shallow.
You can usually find fish shallow. This time of year, although the temperature as we sit here recording this, the temperature is 71 degrees, and it is the middle of the afternoon. And so the temperature's finally coming back a little bit. We did have strange weather this year. We had we had the warmest surface water temperatures we've had since I retired from the military and came back here 11 years ago. But we also had a very, very late spring and a very quick warm-up. So it was kind of, the conditions were a little tough this year, but we were still able to find fish in shallow water.
Wayne, it's very interesting. And again, when is the date and the time of that?
The date is the 25th of August, Sunday the 25th of August. So youth that are want to get involved in the outdoors and be part of things, you know, you got a dynamite weekend for your last weekend before you start school.
And that's the Hayward Bass Club Youth Tournament. Anybody's interested in a bass club?
And the bass club, they can get that information also at Hayward Bait or at Outdoor Creation, yeah. Outdoor Creation is one of our major sponsors for this youth tournament, along with Tom Duffy Law, Scope, Muskies Incorporated, the Hayward Bait and Bottle Shop, the Tracker Boat Center, Marketplace Foods, and Walleyes for Northwest Wisconsin.
Oh, I want to thank you for coming on here.
Oh, thank you, John.
Well, you're always interesting listening to Wayne on that, you know, and we got a bunch of stuff we could talk about. We mentioned the hunting season, but, you know, bow season was one, but there'll be, usually there's an early goose season. I haven't checked
that. Yeah, early goose, that's in the first part of September, and you're going to have bear season start and small game season. So there's lots going on once the fall of the year gets here. And like I said, it can sometimes be difficult to, I'd like to go out and catch some walleye in the fall of the year, but that autumn smell is in the air and I'm gonna go sit in my tree stand.
You know what I've noticed lately too is there's a lot of turkeys out there. I thought we'd probably lost it, and I think we did lose a bunch of turkeys with that winter we had last winter, but boy, they seem to recuperate. I've seen lots of, and in various sizes of young turkeys, from little bitty ones to some pretty good size ones
for sure. And as you can agree with, the deer population, I think, is
coming up too.
Is rebounding. Yep.
Yeah, you know, and that's coming up. We're seeing quite a few animals out there. So I think the fall is going to be good for hunting and fishing both. So I think, you know, there's time to start thinking about getting ready, and whether just your hunting equipment, but also your fall fishing equipment.
For sure.
You know, I know just about. Let's talk a little bit about fall fishing here, Bob. Things really start to change, and it usually starts to change about the end of August every year.
Yeah, it does. You know, water temperature starts to drop because the temperatures start to drop, and the muskies will start to put the feed bag on, as well as other species, and it's a great time of year to be out there.
And something happens. You know, right now we've got a lot of fish moving deeper, but then at that temperature, and it's usually, I think it's about 65 to 68 degrees, somewhere's in there, we see these fish push shallow, and I've catch muskies up in a foot of water. I mean, and there'll be walleyes up shallow. There'll be a lot of fish extremely shallow for a short period of time.
And I would believe that's driven by bait fish and food is moving into the skinnier water, and they're following that food.
And that's a great time for going, I mentioned, for going after muskies with topwater baits, because they're up real skinny water.
Well, for sure.
You know, and then that changes again, because then they'll start getting ready for turnover, and then
deep again. Yeah,
Bob, I want to thank you for coming on here, and folks, I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, you can always listen to that show on our website at wnoradio.net, and from there you can link to our podcast site. It's also on the phone on Spotify, so you can access it and listen to the show if you miss one. We're out of time for this week. I want to thank you, Bob.
Thanks, John.
And we'll see you again next week with another interesting show.
I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.